Thank you. No, if you hear any beeping, it means that the smoke alarm needs a new battery. But all in all, I still have a lot of important things to say, especially when it comes to the fate of humanity. Without further ado, let's get started. Did you ever think of what you wanted to do, but then you had a change of mind? Sometimes it may not work out for you, but in some cases, it may. But many people become frustrated with themselves and wind up losing their own momentum. Many factors play into this, but one is having too much on their plate to balance. This can lead to a lot of negative effects, such as burnout. This is something everyone goes through from time to time. But with people with disabilities, it's worse. Sometimes they just don't want to do anything that could worsen the problems they already have. But unfortunately, they don't have much of that luxury. Even if they get the job done, the recovery can be lengthy. Being burned out and being lazy are two very different things. If you just sat around and did nothing, then just still sat around and did nothing, then yeah, that's being lazy. But if you're doing what you need to do, but it's getting difficult and hard to maintain your focus, then maybe you need to fall back and try and recharge. Many of the factors affecting most of our lives, from corruption, abuse, and misuse to being used as lab rats for social and environmental experimentation, the human mind and body can only take so much. That's why there's lashing out from all ends, and right there starts the division among masses. While everyone does have the right to voice their opinion, being mean and cold-hearted won't get your point across, much less make anything impactful. Some debates have led to fiery social media interactions that either worsen the situation or it doesn't get resolved at all, thus leading to blocks, warnings, and, in the worst case, bans. Your mind is all over the place, and you don't know how to explain the reason behind some of your outbursts. This is common. The one reason is that at the time that we have to relax, it has been taken over by the ills of what humanity has to endure in order to have a somewhat substandard living. For example, if everyone were able to get, at the bare minimum, $1,800 to $2,000 a month per adult, maybe $800 per child, on top of whatever government assistance they may be receiving, or on top of their paycheck, I'm pretty sure that the majority of the American population could deal with the inflation rates. But again, with a saddening heart, that's not what they want. And I learned something over my years of going through a metamorphosis. When you have multiple different mainstream media outlets and you have digital or regular print reiterating the same things that are going on, it is a matter of programming you to their script, their playbook, if you will. But if everyone were to just, for a second, stop and think, do not react to what you see with your eyes. In some cases, try not to react what you feel in your heart. Just observe, make note of it, and move on. From my episode, Primed from Birth, I believe I've made it very clear that even though we may not know it, even though we may not be aware of it, we are being programmed and we are being caught up in a very massive movement to push the script leading to the New World Order. But there is another way to help. put a stop to this. And I've said it in my seasons that you have to change the energy in order to change the outcome. Perhaps there are those that their main purpose is to distract and to throw you off balance. And they might not realize it. They just do what they do. And that's understandable. But there are those who are more aware of what is going on and what is being attempted, and doing what they can to offset the devastation that may lay ahead. Changing your thought patterns, changing how you deal with the energies around you, makes for an opportunity to change the script. A reality shift, if you will. It is very difficult not to pay attention. It's very difficult to not pay attention to the turmoil that is affecting every one of us in a different way. But if we were to all just calm the storm that is raging inside each and every one of us and just look deeper beyond the water's surface, you will see that as scary as it may seem, as difficult as things may seem, there is still a way forward. And I know this coming from a woman who has presented episodes involving the inner workings of our politicians and the ones that hold the power. I'm here to tell you, I'm simply stating what is going on. It's up to you to change what is going on, or still follow the script. When the mind is stressed with everything, everything falls apart. Balance is what we need in order to be at ease, but the society we have come to accept gives you no time to relax. And there lies the stress that in the end kills everything, even you. Until next time, this is Beatrice Harris for the 9th season of the Cosmic Collision series, Humanist Rising. Stand up, stand out, or stand down. Your choice.